This Family Life News podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
The First Amendment, academic freedom, and silencing hate speech by some people who define which speech is hateful. This is Faith Under Fire on Family Life. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today an update on what's happened at the State University of New York at Cortland. The student government there decided that Turning Point USA would not be allowed to have an officially recognized local chapter on the SUNY Cortland campus. After a federal lawsuit was filed in the past several weeks, a campus review committee overturned the University Senate's ban on Turning Point USA. To find out more about what is going on at Cortland and elsewhere around the country, we talk with Matthew Hoffman. He is the attorney from the Alliance Defending Freedom who brought the First Amendment lawsuit. Matthew, would you give us some background on this case that started at Cortland, New York?
Unfortunately, this is a nationwide problem we're seeing here of that these policies just grant university officials discretion to pick and choose which viewpoints to allow on campus, and that violates the First Amendment. So at SUNY Cortland in particular, a couple of years ago, Turning Point tried to seek recognition again, received similar criticism, and ultimately were denied. So it seems like here there's a precedent that freedom of speech and viewpoint diversity being squelched out on campus, specifically at SUNY Cortland. And then, unfortunately, we see that trend across the country.
Tradition and precedent are a big issue for those of you who practice law. What are courts doing these days when cases that are related to First Amendment free speech are coming up?
Well, you know, there are certain very well-established principles that we believe that this case falls under. And that is, you know, the bedrock protection of the First Amendment is to preserve all viewpoints access, and that's especially so on college campuses, which serve as the marketplace of ideas and which should welcome all views. And that has been, you know, established First Amendment law for decades and what really controls in this case.
For other folks who are watching in on this, I'm curious if your perspective matches those of others that we have talked about, that part of the reason these denials and these cases and this silencing seems to happen is not only for the individual case, but also to strike fear in anybody else who agrees with them. Is there any advice you would have from the legal side, from the practical side, so that folks who might hold back on starting a group or speaking out on an issue decide, well, I really feel strongly about this, but not strongly enough to face the fears that people are going to name call me or ruin my reputation? What do people do when there is that kind of one-directional assault on people just to silence ones who aren't even involved in a particular case or situation?
Unfortunately, that chilling effect is very real, and especially on college campuses where one ideology or viewpoint has taken over and students even feel afraid of sharing their opinions in class, for fear of that ostracization or even official censorship. What I'd say is we need to take courage and we need to take a stand and advocate for abuse like Gabriella and Megan and the Turning Point chapter did here, because unless people are brave and take a stand, we'll just continue to be silenced. We need to stand up for what's right and bring diversity, and then people can see that they're not alone and they will hopefully also be emboldened to share their viewpoints. And we can kind of return to what college campuses and public debate were meant to be.
We're talking with Matthew Hoffman. He's an attorney with ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. We've mentioned the two students who wanted to start this Turning Point chapter. Do you have any information of how many other folks are on campus, the number of students that they anticipate would be taking part as soon as this became an officially sanctioned advocacy group on campus?
Gabriella and Megan believe there are a substantial number of students on campus who want Turning Point on campus, because even if they don't necessarily agree with all of Turning Point's views, they want to be able to debate these important issues. So when they're soliciting interest for the club before applying for recognition, they got around 50 people on campus to sign a petition just in a few days, showing support for bringing the club to campus. So I do think that despite the official censorship, a substantial number of students who want to have these views on campus and to participate in dialogue.
A group of conservative students at SUNY Cortland have been allowed now to start a local chapter of Turning Point USA on that SUNY campus. That reversal of position came after a First Amendment lawsuit was brought by Alliance Defending Freedom. That lawsuit does remain active, however, as ADF wants to push for policy changes at the school to ensure that all viewpoints are respected and protected in the future. Turning Point USA was founded by podcaster and activist Charlie Kirk. They now have 3,500 college and high school campus groups and 250,000 student members pushing for conservative values. Our guest today, ADF attorney Matthew Hoffman. I'm Greg Gillespie. This is Faith Under Fire from Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.